This is the Pulse of the Caribbean. Caribbean News Roundup. Now, with today's Caribbean News headlines, here's Keisha.
This podcast is brought to you by Diamond Key Marina, British Virgin Islands, home of Foxy's Taboo, and Phenomenal Foods by Chef Holly, creator of West Indian-inspired seasonings and products. Welcome to Pulse of the Caribbean Caribbean News Roundup, proud to be one of the top 20 Caribbean podcasts on the web as reported by FeedSpot. Here's a look at our Caribbean headlines for today. Korea, China praise CARICOM, announce additional funding. Mexico thanks CARICOM for anti-gun lobby support. Guyana President Ali pleads over lift on Guyana's temporary suspension from the Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative. St. Kitts and Nevis extends Citizen by Investment Program sustainable growth funds due to unprecedented demand. Sentencing date set for mother and son involved in cocaine conspiracy linked to former British Virgin Islands Prime Minister. And U.S. Virgin Islands Historic Emancipation Day celebration announces new memorial for Freedom Fighter. These and other stories on today's Pulse of the Caribbean Caribbean News Roundup for Wednesday, July 5th. We start our report at the 45th Regular Conference of CARICOM Heads of Government, where Korea and China praise CARICOM and announce additional funding. Trinidad and Tobago Newsday reports South Korean Prime Minister Hang Duck-soo says his country will increase its financial contributions to CARICOM in 2024. Han was quoted as saying Korea's current contributions to CARICOM stand at $600,000. At the summit, he said that was going to increase to $3 million next year to show Korea's unwavering commitment to CARICOM. The Chinese government also announced a $1 million U.S. increase in its funding towards disaster prevention in the region. Both countries commended CARICOM for its great strides that it continues to make. The announcements were made yesterday on day two of the 45th CARICOM Heads of Government Summit being held in Trinidad and Tobago. In related news, Mexico thanks CARICOM for anti-gun lobbying support. Trinidad and Tobago Newsday also reports Mexico thanked CARICOM for the support of some of its members for the country's anti-gun lobby against the United States. Speaking at day two of the 45th CARICOM Heads of Government Summit, representative of Mexico to CARICOM, Mauricio Crespo, said Mexico appreciates the interest of several member countries on the mitigation against private companies of the firearms industry in the United States. Crespo said, Mexico has taken note of the concerns expressed by CARICOM members to U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and over the increase of firearm trafficking from the U.S., which impacts crime and violence in the region, compromising its security. Earlier this year, the Bahamas, Jamaica, Antigua and Barbuda, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Trinidad and Tobago joined Mexico's $10 billion U.S. dollar lawsuit against seven U.S. gun manufacturers and one wholesaler and distributor. Many U.S. states also support this. Crespo said Mexico looks forward to promoting continuity, trade, and investment in favor of food and energy security. You're listening to Pulse of the Caribbean, Caribbean News Roundup. Visit us online at pulseofthecaribbean.com. Guyana President Ali pleads over lift on Guyana's temporary suspension from the Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative. Friday News reports President Ifrane Ali on Tuesday said the government of Guyana is pleased that the Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative Board lifted its temporary suspension on Guyana. Guyana was suspended from the body on February 1, 2023, for failing to submit a report documenting revenues received by the state from the extractive sector for the period of 2020. The Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative on its website has said that Guyana was not eligible for an extension of the reporting deadline for fiscal year January 2022 December 2020. It said too that the deadline for the publication of the outstanding report remains December 31st, 2022. Back then, The report says President Ali had committed to hold account those responsible for the temporary suspension of the country from the international institution. According to the report, President Ali said Guyana published a report on June 30th, within 5 months of the six-month deadline. In other news, St. Kitts and Nevis extends its Citizenship by Investment Sustainable Growth Fund due to unprecedented demand. CarePR Wire reports international investors have been clamoring to take advantage of one of the best deals in the investment migration industry this year. The St. Kitts Nevis Sustainable Growth Fund limited time offer allows investors to gain approval for alternative citizenship in the country in as little as 60 days for a reduced fee. In December 2022, the St. Kitts and Nevis head of the Citizenship by Investment Unit, Michael Martin, announced the enactment of the updated St. Kitts and Nevis Citizenship by Investment Regulation 2023, which included the introduction of the limited time offer for the Sustainable Growth Fund investment option effective January 1, 2023 to June 30, 2023. The main applicant can acquire alternative citizenship by contributing only $125,000 to the Sustainable Growth Fund and receiving approval in principle within 60 days of acknowledgement by the Citizenship by Investment Union. Revenue from the Sustainable Growth Fund has facilitated economic development and social upliftment in the country. This is Pulse of the Caribbean, Caribbean News Roundup. Have news and information you'd like to share with us? Email news releases to news@pulseofthecaribbean.com. Sentencing date set for mother and son involved in cocaine conspiracy linked to former BVI premier. News America reports the sentencing date has been set for a mother and son who have pleaded guilty to conspiracy to import cocaine in a scheme that allegedly involved the former premier of the British Virgin Islands, Andrew Foy. The case drew significant attention on a drug trafficking operation with alleged connections to high-ranking officials. Under terms of a plea agreement, Olivine Pickering Maynard, the former BVI Port Authority Managing Director, has agreed to cooperate fully with prosecutors as former Premier Foy jury trial is set to begin on July 17th. This cooperation is expected to provide crucial insight and evidence regarding the alleged involvement of Foy in the conspiracy. The case revolves around charges of conspiracy to import a controlled substance, conspiracy to engage in money laundering, and attempted money laundering. Additionally, Maynard and Foy face an additional count of interstate and foreign travel in aid of racketeering. The arrest of Foy in April of last year marked a pivotal moment in the investigation. U.S. agents posing as cocaine traffickers from a Mexican drug cartel detained Foy after he allegedly agreed to a $700,000 U.S. payment to allow traffickers to use BVI ports. In other news from the British Virgin Islands, the British Virgin Islands Social Assistance Report says minimum wage should be doubled. BVI News reports a report on the recent social assistance in the British Virgin Islands review has recommended the territory's minimum wage be increased to between $12 to $15 an hour. The report said this increase would bring things closer to what officials describe as a livable wage in the territory. According to Health Minister Vincent Whitley, the minimum wage increase was among several overarching recommendations on how the British Territory Social Assistance Program can be improved to effectively assist residents. The current minimum wage stands at $6 an hour, and officials were expected to review this 4 years ago. Whitley is a former labor minister. This is Pulse of the Caribbean, Caribbean News Roundup. Have news and information you'd like to share with us? Email news releases to news@pulseofthecaribbean.com. And now here's our final note. U.S. Virgin Islands Historic Emancipation Day celebration announces new memorial for Freedom Fighter. The Virgin Islands Consortium reports Anna Haggard, an important figure in the abolition of slavery in the U.S. Virgin Islands, will have a lasting tribute in her honor on St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. Carol Burke, the 175th Emancipation Committee chairwoman, announced a historic landmark dedicated during the U.S. territory's official emancipation ceremony on Monday. Burke said, "This pivotal woman will soon be incorporated into the Virgin Islands Territorial Park system." Burke said last year the remains of Anna Haggard was shipped to Denmark for authenticating testing. Her remains are back on St. Croix, and as her descendant, I've been in close contact with the current owner of the property on her burial site. We have discussed her reinterment in a pine casket that has been custom made for her. Burke further stated, the property owner has agreed to deed to the government that parcel of property as her final burial site. That way, Virgin Islanders, as well as well-wishers for generations to come, will be able to pay homage to the woman who was instrumental in the outcome of that pivotal moment on July 3, 1848. Haggard was a significant figure in the abolition of slavery in the U.S. Virgin Islands, then known as the Danish West Indies. Born to a free mulatto woman and a white Danish man in 1790, she grew to be a notable woman who, through her position as the mistress of Governor General Peter Van Scholten, would have had a profound influence on the course of history in the U.S. Virgin Islands. This podcast has been brought to you by Diamond Key Marina, British Virgin Islands, home of Foxy's Taboo and Phenomenal Foods by Chef Holly, creator of West Indian-inspired seasonings and products. Have news and information you'd like to share with us? Email news releases to news@pulseofthecaribbean.com. And to share information on upcoming events, email events@pulseofthecaribbean.com. This has been your Pulse of the Caribbean Caribbean News Roundup, proud to be one of the top 20 Caribbean podcasts on the web, as reported by FeedSpot. I'm Keisha Blyden. Fire!
For more Caribbean news stories and information, visit us online at pulseofthecaribbean.com. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And thank you in advance for choosing Pulse of the Caribbean Caribbean News Roundup as your source for Caribbean-centered news.